Right outside my building, there's a taxi stand. The first taxi usually pulls out somewhere after 5 a.m. It's like an unofficial gentle alarm clock. Usually it means another couple of hours, vaguely dreaming about getting up, but not this morning. You see, Nawaz and Prakash have invited me to come ragpicking with them. At the bottom of the stairs, Nawaz and Prakash are waiting, still half asleep, empty jute sacks slung over their shoulders. I hand over my contribution. A box of old cassettes complete with plastic boxes. It's premium stuff. What the street calls hard plastic, worth 10 rupees a kilo. The gesture's appreciated, sort of.
Thanks. Yeah, we're already late because of you. We'll miss all the best stuff.
We don't know us.
Nawaz and Prakash are an odd couple. Nawaz is tall and rangy. I've known him for more than 5 years now, and yet I don't really know him at all. He ran away from home after hitting a school teacher. He never talks about his family. In fact, most street kids don't, because they've suffered at the hands of their families. That's why they've left, and that's why they're here. Nawaz always seems slightly apart from the rest. He's got his share of street smarts, but there's an inner melancholy in his eyes, as if he's carrying around some unspeakable inner sadness. He once told me he felt stupid because he'd missed out on school. Maybe that's the clue. Now, Prakash is the complete opposite. He's bubbly, he's extrovert, and he has vaguely slanting eyes that have earned him the nickname Jackie Chen. Jackie takes me pretty much at face value. I don't think he dwells too much on the past or worries too much about the future. Halfway up Napency Road, there's a small municipal rubbish dump.
City garbage people, they usually leave some rubbish behind for us here.
Just like that? How nice of them.
Now we have to pay them back, sheesh.
But Nawaz and Jackie are currently, as they say, somewhat short on funds. So no backsheesh, no guaranteed rubbish. This territory has now been taken over anyway by two 11-year-olds, Tameshwar and Babban. All four of them used to work together, but they argued and split up, and now they're friendly but rivals. You know, ragpicking is very territorial. None of this is written down, of course, but everyone knows who has picking rights to which street. If you pick up someone else's trash, there'll be a fight. Trash is status, power, and money for these boys. Tameshwar and Babban have got a question for me.
In your country, this kind of scrap, they're collecting it?
No, we put it in big holes in the ground or else we burn it.
Why they are burning it?
Because we don't have people like you who come and collect it.
Can I come to your country to collect all the scrap?
If they'll give you a visa, the trouble is they don't like letting people come in to do useful things like that.
Up at the top of Malabar Hill, we have a choice.
We can go left. That's the way to the Angin Gardens. Yeah? We'll probably get some more ice cream cartons. It's okay, but it's not great.
What's the alternative?
Well, we can go that way. There are more apartments. You never know what you'll find there.
So we head right. On the roadside, some plastic garbage bags. Paper, lots of paper, more plastic, and metal soda can. Jackie starts to get excited for the first time this morning. You see, Jackie's into metal. It's his specialty.
Get good money for this stuff.
There must be several hundred street kids and adults, mostly women, scavenging the streets and apartments in this part of town. Each has his or her speciality. It's like your neighborhood recycling bins, only the rag pickers do the sorting for you while you're asleep. Nothing ever gets just dumped. For a start, where would you dump it? There's really no room on an island like Bombay where the price per square foot of real estate is almost 50% higher than in Manhattan. So everything gets scavenged, sorted, and recycled in parts of the city where most people don't go alone at night. We head down a short residential street just behind the Malabar Hill Telephone Exchange. To me, it looks highly unpromising, but the boys are now moving fast with a sense of purpose. It's a bit like watching two bloodhounds on a scent. In front of us is a fancy house set behind heavy iron gates. To the right of the wrought iron gates, a square concrete guardhouse. Whoopee! We've struck gold. Not literally, of course, but there must be several sackfuls of good, hard plastic and metal here. You see, the little concrete box isn't a guardhouse at all. It's the rubbish dump for the house. In the roof, there's a big manhole cover. In a shot, Jackie and Nawaz are up and in. And now, I start to earn my bread.
Julian is our body cut now. Somebody will find Julian is our boss.
Arabs live here. If you're with us, they won't shoo us away, because you've got a white skin.
I'm promoted on the spot to bodyguard. You know, the richer they is, the more they throw away. Very, very true, Jackie.
You know, we once found a gold watch here.
Yeah? Ain't none here today.
Well, there's some good paper and plastic. Should get a good meal out of this lot.
The sacks are soon stuffed full.
Hey, Jackie, just take the good stuff. No point in carrying B-grade stuff all the way back down, is there?
The boys climb out. Time to tamp down the sacks, make some more room for future treasures. See, we could strike it rich on the way down.
Lucky we got here first. They empty the trash here around 10:30 in the mornings. You know, this stuff's been here almost 24 hours.
Three hours later, behind the Maila Milan office in Baikala, Nawaz and Jackie are sorting their haul and telling Raju Belli and the other Sadak chaps with amazement what Americans do and don't do with their trash. One of the boys starts playing with a spinning metal top. Another wants to unwind all the tape inside a video cassette. So he starts walking round and round the office till it's neatly tied up in black plastic tape. Now, if Christo, the performance artist, was here, he'd call it an installation. He'd tart it up with some fancy name, and he'd make a million. But he isn't. And Vijay Kumar will be lucky to get 6 rupees for the empty cassette. Plastic, metal, glass, and paper. They're all sorted into neat little piles. The big question now is how much can they get for it? And where should they take it?
Four action.
Relations between me and Nawaz are quite warm now. The fact that I managed to get up and walk around with them at 5 a.m. is a source of amazement. That and what Americans do with their rubbish. They'll never get over that one. We head for Grant Road and Chintu, their usual buyer. Chintu's gone to the moneylender. His assistant weighs the different plastics. Plastic on one scale, brass weights on the other. The boys are a bit annoyed. Hey, those scales are wrong! That's only 8 kilos? We got a lot more than that, didn't we, Jackie?
Look, that's what the scales say, okay? Anyway, I can't pay you till Chintu's back. He's the boss.
Yeah, well, maybe he can count better than you can.
Hey, Nawaz, where are we going?
We'll be waiting over there. Over there is the local restaurant. I buy the boys chai. They split 2 cups between them, pour it into the saucer, and drink it village style. They start to do their sums. 900 grams of malpani, how much will that fetch?
Hey, another cup of chai.
Hey, let's teach Julian to smoke bidis while we wait.
Bidi? No bidi.
Chintu finally comes. We cross the lane. The boys proudly display me off as their new big boss, and for a few moments at least, my standing zooms on up again. Chintu and the boys haggle. But the boys are too young and they're too impatient to bargain. They want it now, instantly. They get 26 rupees for 2 hours on Malabar Hill. That's 90 cents at today's exchange rate, about $10 in actual purchasing power. Now, how many empty soda cans would you have to collect in the USA to make $10?
26.
We head back up Suklaji Street. Raju sees a 100-rupee note sticking out of my pocket.
Hey, let me shove it back in. You've got to be more careful. Someone will rip you off if you go round with your money sticking out like that.
Now that's rich coming from you. A few days ago, you'd have probably taken it, and I'd have been none the wiser. But of such things are the most unlikely friendships made. We come to the corner of Forest Road. Time to head our different ways. Me to go back home. The boys to blow it all on a good meal. I'm Julian Grandel-Hollick in Mumbai. I'm